Cities everywhere in our region are struggling with homelessness. It's rampant in Seattle, but it's also an issue across the Sound in Bremerton, where rising rents are forcing some families onto the street. And Bremerton admits it wasn't expecting it. For KUW's Region of Boom, Carolyn Adolph has more.
Linda Johnson has three children, and this is her car. It's a four-door sedan with diapers stashed in the back.
And like you can see where you're sitting, there's not much room. That car seat has to stay there, so the 14-year-old, where she's sleeping, we have to make room back here, rotate things just to be able to sleep in here. It's not fun.
Until a few months ago, Linda Johnson was living with her two children in an apartment. She works a low-wage job, but that wasn't enough after her third child was born. The landlord did some repairs and raised the rent from $750 a month to $1,000. Johnson and her family were out with no place to go.
Packing up my children, figuring out where we're going to be sleeping, showering. I have to be presentable. I manage a restaurant. I can't be there without a shower.
Rents are low in Bremerton compared to just about anywhere else in the region. But wages are also low.
We have low rent, low income, and a vulnerable population.
This is Patty Lent, mayor of Bremerton.
Outside people or people that want to invest are buying up apartment houses that used to be low income. They're remodeling them, and they're raising that price. So those people now are without homes.
And agencies are struggling to place them. Shelters were full when Linda Johnson lost her apartment. She had an infant, so agencies found the cash to put her in a hotel. It ran out, and the shelters were still full. So the family turned to sleeping in the car.
So you slept sitting up?
Yeah, sometimes. We've done it a little bit of all ways. Flip this seat forward, try to make room back there for all three of us, or four of us at that point.
The hardest thing is when you have someone that's working with children and they're doing everything they can to get out of the situation that they're in. And yet, in many cases, there's no place to go.
This is Monica Bernard, Director of Housing for Kitsap Community Resources. Her organization now has Linda Johnson living in a shelter.
You know, it's just not an uncommon situation to have, you know, fathers of children, families with children, mothers with young children. And they're living in tents, they're living in cars because the shelters are full.
Or because they have a history that gives landlords a reason to refuse them. Eviction, or credit issues, or brushes with the law.
Maybe they just simply don't have enough income. Landlords today often require a household to be making 2 to 3 times the rent.
For people on minimum wage, Monica Bernard says, that's difficult.
And with rising rents, that's almost impossible.
Rents are up because developers have been prepping Bremerton to become a new bedroom community for Seattle. With the city's blessing.
Did you understand when you were being successful in having developers come in that there would be displacement?
I don't think that I gave enough attention to caution.
This is Bremerton Mayor Patty Lent.
I didn't have a plan B. I see that we didn't prepare to prevent that.
Lent says there are empty houses that could be fixed up for low-income families. The county does offer a protected place where people can sleep in their cars. There's also talk of building tiny houses and of a housing levy to expand the supply of affordable housing. None of these ideas will help Linda Johnson find an apartment soon.
You get 90 days in the state of Washington in an emergency shelter. So then what?
This is Cheryl Piercy, Social Services Director at the Bremerton Corp of the Salvation Army. She knows the situation for Linda Johnson.
What would she do? I mean, she'd be in her car with a four-month-old this winter.
Linda Johnson says she will stay focused on finding a solution.
I'm getting through, and we're going to do this. We will get a house, and everything happens for a reason.
She hopes it will be soon. In Bremerton, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.